An Imaginative Experience by Mary Wesley, read by Samuel West. Chapter 1. The sheep lay on its back in the centre of the field with its legs in the air. As the intercity train ground to a halt, an acrid smell from the brakes percolated through the first-class carriages. One of the passengers sneezed. From his corner seat, Sylvester Wykes could see the long line of carriages curve round the perimeter of a green field in the centre of which was posed the upended animal, and sense as the train settled to its stop the creaks and groans of protesting metal. Around him voices queried, "Why are they stopping?" Hoped not to miss connections, voiced distrust of British Rail and made odious comparison with the incomparable train services of France, Germany, Switzerland and Italy. Then there came the abrupt slam of a train door, and into his line of vision a figure came racing. Sylvester pulled his reading glasses down his nose and reached for his bifocals. The figure, though trousered, was female. She reached the sheep, leaned down, gripped it by its fleece, heaved it to its feet, and still gripping, held it upright on tentative hooves.
"What's going on?"
A passing passenger leaned familiarly across Sylvester from the aisle to squinny out of the window. He smelled of tobacco and alcohol. Sylvester drew back in his seat.
"Half a mo,"
said the man, as though Sylvester had spoken.
"Let's focus the old binoculars." "I've been bird-watching in the Scilly Isles," he informed Sylvester. "I'm what's known as a twitcher."
"Ah!" He adjusted the binoculars. "Here we are. Got it?" A sheep was on its back. "Want to look?"
"No, thanks."
Sylvester pressed back in his seat.
"Saw it as we stopped,"
said the man, leaning his elbows on the table and thrusting his rump into the aisle.
"Pretty girl,"
he said appreciatively.
"What a look."
He again.